Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll be able to see what the how the poll's going so far immediately, instantaneously. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, all the stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it just for you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Tracy Chapman is our guest. She's our new friend, soon to be, not be a new friend. We're going to get her back again. She and Mary Lou Quinlan, another member of our Brain Trust, are the they're the co-authors of What She's Not Telling You. And that's a book about what anybody who wants to reach women business, women customers, should read that book, because you need to know what ladies are not telling you and why they're going somewhere else if they are. And they're the co-founders of Just Ask a Woman. That's the website too, isn't it, Tracy?
That is the website, yes, Jim.
JustAskAWoman.com. Where's the book available, Tracy?
You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, anywhere you can get the book, which is great. I mean, it's been out since the beginning of the year, and it is really a look at how women have been telling half-truths and how marketers can really try to get the whole truth out of women, which, you know, given our conversation today about travel, you want to know what the whole truth is so that you can...
Wait a minute. Are you telling... Tracy, so when guys feel like we can't win sometimes, you mean we've been kind of correct about that?
You guys are holding back. Jim.
You're throwing out little tripwires, little landmines. Is that what's going on here?
No, it's just about asking the right questions to get the answers. Which is, you know, before we had talked about paying attention to the details, and I think in the travel industry, the details matter even more, because she is a road warrior. She's away from home probably more than she wants to be, and she wants the experience to make her feel as comfortable as possible. And so,
you know, one thing I've noticed, Tracy, is when there's some little nice thing that's done for a traveler, or some gesture, some little, that even the slightest little thing that little noticing about how things should be, the slightest little thing.
Absolutely.
As you said, as you alluded to in the previous segment, that men might see that and they might even like it, but it doesn't really land on them. But I know that ladies, that's the kind of thing, even the slightest little gesture, it's a big deal to ladies, isn't it?
Right. I mean, take the shampoo, for instance. There was a survey.
I knew we were going to get around to shampoo eventually. Go ahead.
It always comes back to shampoo. It's all about the hair. But it's, you know, it's true. Who wants to lug those bottles on the plane with them, especially today's rules? So there was a study that was done by Smart Woman Travelers, and it asked what women wanted the most from a hotel, and what it came down to was better quality shampoo and conditioners. And so companies like, you know, Intercontinental Hotel has actually upgraded the amenities and the formulas and given a really high end brand like Olympus to.
Would a lady actually choose one hotel over the other because of the shampoo?
You know, it's not going to make or break, but it really does add to the experience. And I have to tell
if I were a lady and I saw that this one company was paying attention to things like the shampoo, I would presume that they didn't stop there. They went ahead and did some other things even before I got there. I would presume that. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, and it starts from the moment she walks into that door. So if she walks into the room and it's appointed and soothing colors and the artwork on the wall doesn't seem like it's been there since the 70s. And
I'm laughing, Tracy, because, you know, you're talking about the artwork and everything. You know, guys know that there's artwork there, but we don't. It doesn't matter to us, but that's the point here, is because, you know, and so what I want to do before we have to wrap up, Tracy, let's switch away from the travel industry. What about any other company, anybody doing anything else? You know, renting an apartment, selling a bottle, a gallon of milk, whatever it might be. What do marketers to women need to know?
You know, I think it does come down to those subtle differences, whether it is in the details or even in the language. You know, staying in the travel industry, National Car Rental Service has a great new campaign called Go Like a Pro. And it's about choosing any car. It's for those road travelers. And there's one for men, and there's a commercial for a woman. The female commercial, the language is about, you know, you're the princess of the PowerPoint.
Oh, my goodness.
And the one for the men is, but you're the lord of the carry-on. But what's really interesting is at the end, the male gets to the car lot, and he's looking at the cars, and he's looking at the upgrades, and he says, you know, I deserve this. The woman, she gets into the car lot, and she said, I'm definitely getting that upgrade. And they're both true, but the difference is in that language. He believes, yeah, you know, it's all about the status. He deserves it, and she wants that treat. And I think that, you know, across the board, especially in the travel industry, women do want the treat. They want to feel good about themselves. They want to feel like they're, yeah, giving themselves something extra, especially when they're on the road more than their home.
Well, and I'll tell you, as we wrap up, Tracy, one of the things I've found, and this is true for all customers, but now today we've learned, and it's especially true of ladies, if you want to know what your customers want, what do they think, how do they feel, what do they like, ask them.
Absolutely. You just have, yeah, to ask.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the name of the company and the website. JustAskAWoman.com is the website. What she's not telling you is their book, Tracy Chapman.
The book is
Thanks
right
for being here
right.
today.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thank you very much, Jim. Have a great day.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for right now. Right back after the break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.